On this episode, I'm joined by the NCCAA South Region Coach of the Year, Burton Uwaro.
Picked off again by Ellenwood. Ellenwood gonna lay it up and one! This is blocked by Fisher. Fisher throwing it up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby!
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the brand new Bruins Basketball Show, the official podcast of the Bob Jones University men's basketball team. I am Coach Tony Miller, and today we are joined by the head men's basketball coach, Burton Uwaro. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Coach Miller.
Now, you and I had kind of planned to do something like this. I think we had started talking about this way back, maybe right after you first got hired. Why was this kind of something that you were interested in starting and kind of the purpose and kind of give us the vision for this going forward?
I think the programs that we respect the most and the programs that we really follow, both of us as coaches, are the programs where we feel like we know the story and like we've been able to see behind the curtain a little bit. And, you know, Duke does a really good job with theirs at the D3 level. Coach Novak and what he does with the Bethel program there. The more you know about a program, I think the more invested and the interest you can show in that program.
Now, it's been about a month and a half since our season ended. Our last game was the beginning of March. But you haven't rested since then. Kind of what has been your schedule and what have you been doing since then?
Well, right after the championship game, I did go to sleep that night a little bit later than normal. And then I immediately went up to Liberty for the HSPN, which is the National Homeschool Tournament. Held at Liberty University every year, and I spent time up there. Actually, that week I put in about 2,500 miles of travel with all the states that I went immediately the next week after the national tournament. And all told, I've spent about 4,000, been on the road about 4,000 miles, either recruiting or signing the guys, the three freshmen that we have coming here for next year so far.
Now, this last week, you went and signed one of those freshmen. What was it, 16 hours in the van?
Yeah, 8 hours down, 8 hours back.
With Coach Parker.
Florida, Florida.
With Coach Parker.
Coach Parker.
Story time.
What's that?
Story time.
That's right.
You want to share any of those stories?
No.
It's probably a wise thing to do. Kind of you mentioned the three guys that we've signed for next year. Still maybe a couple more that we'd like to add to the class, but can you kind of give a brief scouting report about the three guys?
Yeah, the first one I signed was Darius Bonds out of Banks County, Georgia. I was originally looking at one of Darius's teammates, and so often happens in recruiting, somebody else stands out when a coach comes to a game. The first game that I saw Darius was one of the best games that he had all year, but he plays with such enthusiasm, and the first thing I look for is how competitive somebody is, and Darius is so competitive. 6'4 point guard. We already have a 6'5 point guard right now, and I think Darius has a real opportunity to learn from Nate and from Chapman and not have to have a whole lot on his shoulders right now, but yet still be able to contribute big even in his first year. Then the next guy I signed was Stephon Hughley from down in Ludowice, Georgia, from Long County High School. And Stephon was like a Luke Moira type player where he just does the dirty work. He does all those things that maybe aren't popular, but the things that cause a team to win. And he's really athletic, really strong and physical, and he can contribute right away, I think. And then last week I was able to sign Blake Coleman down in Pensacola, Florida, which was nice to steal a kid out of Pensacola. Blake came to our elite camp last year and wasn't in the best physical shape, but he took care of that, had a fantastic senior year for a huge public school down there, Booker T. Washington in Pensacola. And Blake is a unique player at this level. With his height at 6'6 and possibly still growing, Blake can really stretch the floor on offense, but he's physical enough to be down low on defense like we need him to be. So I'm excited about the three guys that we're bringing in, and it's good for them that they don't have to contribute right away, but they're all good enough to play right away, but we don't need them to play 40 minutes a game right now.
I think most people know we lost five, we're losing five this year. Right. Kind of what's your target maybe for the number of guys you're wanting to add for this upcoming season?
Well, obviously all five of those were guards, but I'm not trying to fill five guard positions. I'm trying to really get whatever the best players are available, and I think that's the way that you need to recruit. I don't think you just, if a guard leaves, I don't think you necessarily need to fill that position with a guard. And so I'm looking for three more possibly. We were a little thin by the end of the year due to injuries and other things, and we really are looking to add to our roster, have some more competitive practices going forward.
You kind of mentioned the challenges, you know, playing with a kind of a short bench with not having enough guys. Maybe for you personally, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced?
I think one of our biggest challenges at first was just getting a group of individuals to come together as a team, kind of surrendering the me for the we. And what made that a little bit tougher than maybe another coach would have was it was my first year here, so they were getting used to a new coach, and we also faced the toughest schedule that the Bruins have ever had. And it's really hard to get people coming together and believing in you when you're going through a ton of adversity and you're losing, and you're not only losing, but some of those games you're losing pretty big. And so I would say that was really the biggest challenge of the year. But once we started playing people who are at our level, all those things that so often happen in life, all those challenges that seem like there's no way around them and we don't know the purpose for them, we stick through it and we keep doing what we're supposed to do. Those challenges always serve a purpose, and it helped us grow together as a team. It helped us depend on each other, and it ended up giving us the best season in Bruins history.
Now, hindsight is kind of always 20/20, but you know, if you were looking back, maybe what would you tell yourself starting the job brand new, based on maybe lessons learned, things along the way, something that maybe somebody told you, what would you tell yourself?
You know, one of the things I started doing the past couple of years is introducing the offense first, and because generally the defense can catch up quicker than the offense can. And I really took, in my mind, I think I took too much time installing almost everything that we did. We were still installing stuff around Thanksgiving that I prefer to have in a little bit earlier. And so I would rather, looking back, I would rather be better at defense earlier than what it finally took us to be. I mean, we were still really working on some things really over Christmas break that probably should have been done a month earlier. They should have been done at least by Thanksgiving. And, you know, I don't know how much that would have difference it would have made records-wise. I'm not saying we would have had more wins and less losses, but it would have helped our rotations and our comprehension a little bit better had that been put in a little bit earlier, I think.
Yeah, I would say too, just from a perspective of kind of being the one responsible for defense, sometimes that can take longer to kind of put together.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with that, but...
No, I do. Yeah, but we spent most of the first 2 weeks of once we were actually on the court, just because it was my first year here and they were going to have to do some different things offensively, we really took that time to teach some things. And maybe I could have done that a little bit differently. Maybe I could have at least added some defense during those first 2 weeks instead of being about 95% of offense.
Yeah. We were still adding things even in the second semester. I mean, the zones that we were doing towards the end, we didn't even practice at the beginning.
I think that's good, though, because you want your team to always be peaking at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And that has always been a characteristic of my teams. And I think part of that is I intentionally don't give them easy ways to win earlier in the season. And sometimes putting in a zone can give you early wins, but it's not really what you needed to be doing then, especially when you're playing non-conference games. Those are the time where you make them be better at man-to-man right away. You don't bail them out with a zone defense. And so I don't think that's a bad thing to still be adding things. And it also prevents your opponent from knowing everything that you're doing. It's hard to have everything for scout film if we haven't even done it yet.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of looking forward maybe to the next few months, we're towards the end of our semester here at Bob Jones. And what do you kind of have planned for the next few months, maybe going into summer?
Well, the live period just started last weekend for recruiting, and so I spent all last weekend recruiting for 2019 and 2020, and that goes throughout the next couple months of the summer. In June, we have all of our camps here at Bob Jones. July, we get to host the Adidas Gauntlet here. We also have a National Hoops Ministries that's here in July. And then in August, I'm away on a mission trip with our athletic director, Coach Ring, our girls coach, Coach Levere, and some of the managers and players. We're all going to Africa for a couple weeks. And then right after we get back there at the end of August, school starts and we're ready to hit the ground running again.
Yeah, you mentioned the camps. We'll try to include a link to that here in the description so that you guys can sign up for that. We got several weeks of camps. I think the kids camp is sometime in June, the beginning of June, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And then we have the
individual camps in July. June 11th through 15th, I believe.
July, yeah. And then towards the end, the team camps.
Right.
So coaches, if you have anyone, any teams that you'd like to bring to that, we'd love to have you guys there. Three-day camp, two-and-a-half-day camp, play then a lot of games.
Then we're adding a father-son camp this year, which we've never had, but we're excited to try new things and really help dads connect with their sons over a sport. And maybe a dad has never had time to really learn how to do that. We want to give dads some drills and just some ways to know their sons. We're primarily targeting rising fourth through ninth graders, and that I think that's a really key time where kids are developing new interests and still really interested in what their dad has to say and what their dad to participate in activities like that with them. And so we're trying to encourage that here through our Bruins basketball program.
Yeah, keep on the watch for that. We'll make sure that we post stuff on social media. Mentioning social media, if you guys aren't already following us, you can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at BJUMBB for men's basketball, at BJU Bruins, at BJU Bruins MBB. Sorry about that. And we'll have that, of course, linked on our Facebook page. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining us today. Thank you to all those who have listened. We will try to make sure that we post these throughout the summer. We'll keep you updated about our program. We'll have several of the players on here, some of our recruits that will come in the spring or in the fall. We'll have them join us as well. But until then, all of you out there, enjoy your journey.